People are people, and the ability to connect with one's soul isn't dependent upon your geography, it's dependent upon who you are. And I have to say that some of the most soulful, meaningful talks and people that I've run into in the past few years have came to the 1:40 in the morning, where I felt inspired to talk about me. And if any of you have seen that video, it's hard to do again, but I thank Deb for doing that. And I think Becky broke in my eyes. She's an amazing woman who's a little low-key. She drives a fast car. And she's a great co-host. And anyway, Becky, come on out. Thank you.
Changed hands more recently than we did. long-term perspective online, 6 years is an eternity, but we all have a tendency to jump to the next new shiny object way too quickly. So it's better for you to take a long-term perspective, think about building a storefront where you are, rather than jumping to the next new thing as soon as you can. So think long-term, and then you need to be helpful. Be helpful. It's really easy to have that helpful attitude in a small-town store. We give a lot of information when someone wants to buy wine for the first time, which happens. You know, it's really great when the little old ladies come in for the first time to make a wine purchase because the doctor said they needed it for their high blood pressure. Then, you know, those ladies are great to work with, and we will share all the information as cheerfully as we possibly can. We'll carry their purchase to their car. We carry things that people like just because they like them. Try to have that kind of helpful attitude online and share as much information as you can with people in a helpful way. Now, sometimes we get sucked into the giving our work away for free. Now, keep in mind, we never give the liquor away for free, but we give all the information away for free. Make sure you know where your line is and what you will give for free and what not to. Now, the last one is to be honest. If you drop a $20 bill in our store, we will give it back to you. It happens more frequently than you would think, actually, that somebody will drop something. We always return it. We always act honestly. We always act as though anything could be found out and be on the front page of the newspaper tomorrow, because it's a small town, and you know what? It could be on the front page of the newspaper tomorrow. And if you'll take that kind of honest attitude with you online and assume that everything will be found out, then you will never find yourself doing things you don't want people to find out about, and then find yourself in the awkward position of, uh-oh, they did find out about it. So take that honest attitude. So just build your own little liquor store in your mind. Now, some of you are skeptical, right? Some of you are thinking, this does not apply to my business. My business is too big, too urban, too large, too whatever for this to possibly work. But let me tell you, your business is operating in an environment just like a small town now. See, the economy is a lot more like a small town than it's ever been before. That up and down and uncertain and flat, stagnant economy, that is just like my small town economy. Really tight lending that you're dealing with now, that is just like my small town economy. Really scarce jobs, just like a small town. Are you seeing the pattern? Is it sinking in? So besides the economy, then we have communication technology that is just really changing the way that everyone interacts. Every one of your customers can talk to every other one of your customers immediately. Now that's always been true for my store, but it's true for your business, no matter how big it is now. And finally, we have society. We have the way people think and act. We used to all pay more attention to the national brands as indicators of quality. But as recently as 2011, American Express found that people are more trusting now of small businesses to provide better customer service. So they are shifting their shopping dollars. This is important for you to know. These are your customers who are acting more like they live in a small town. They are more focused on the local and the small. So every one of you, no matter how large your business is, no matter how urban it is, no matter where it's based, has to deal with a very small town-like economy and technology and society. So it's affecting every one of you. So build that little store in your head. If you'd like a little more insight into the small town mind, you can stop by BeckyMcRae.com. There's a link to my book with Barry Moltz as my co-author. It's called Small Town Rules. And we look at those three big factors. Of how your life is more like a small town life, no matter where you live now. And we also have a link to the Small Town State of Now Conference, because the new name, Small Town 140 State of Now Conference, November 8th in Hutchinson, Kansas. So all my small town folks, I hope to see you there. I hope you'll all come out. It's going to be a great time. That's November 8th in Hutchinson, Kansas. If you want to find out more about those things, it's at BeckyMcRae.com. Never give up. The wonderful things that you learned growing up in a small town or a small neighborhood or part of a small group, because those are the things that make you the most competitive in today's economy.